Slaw. It's part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with spaghetti and meatballs, fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
We are going to pretend we had a great Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. We stuffed our faces. But the truth of the matter is we are recording this early, so we don't even know the results of the Thursday game. But that is not Thursday games. But that's not going to stop us from previewing six pro and three college games. By the way, you can get these guys, give out free picks every single day on extrapoints.com. But hit up the extrapoints.com/arcade for free-to-play games. Parlay Kid won a gold hat the other day. Pretty good. We have NFL prop. We have NFL head-to-head. Harry has taken the lead on me. I mean, I had the lead. I went wire-to-wire. Well, I guess it's not wire-to-wire. First 11 weeks, and then Harry just... You had 11 wins?
People forget.
Or 12.
I had 12 wins. People forget that I got you kind of into gambling. For the most part, kind of, back in college. You didn't really... I got you the parlay tickets.
Where is this coming from? Bookies. I'm just trying to promote the damn arcade.
Well, what are you talking about? That's true.
The ego.
Also,
the ego on this guy.
The H-Dog is starting to roll. He's getting winners left and right here. It's turning the second half of the season, and I've taken over the lead. Bri, by the way, Bri's pretty far behind. Bri, you're about, what, 10 games behind? 12?
Oh, I'm probably more. Yeah. What do you... Wait, how many... what's your record right now? Do you know?
Damn good. I don't know.
I'm at like 500. Yeah, so you guys are probably like 12 game leads or something.
I need to thank Harry for getting me into gambling. I probably lost $1 million over the last 30 years. Right. So thanks, Harry. Thanks so much for getting me in.
You're up. You're welcome.
Anyway, all right, let's go over these. Extrapoints.com/arcade. Let's go six NFL games, starting with the Patriots. 6-point favorite, 44.5 against Tennessee. Oh, man. I should probably stop betting against the Patriots. I probably should. I'm going against the grain a lot this week, as you'll see. I mean, Patriots, I don't know. You want to say who's the best team in the AFC? They are the most balanced for sure. And now Belichick has 10 days to prepare for a team he hates, the Titans, who did him in, really. Like, squashed the dynasty. Pick six by Brady at the end. I mean, that was his last pass in that playoff game against Tennessee. That ended it. Tennessee stunk up the joint against Houston last week. The last three games, they ranked 29th in yards per play. And yet, I think they're going to cover here. Vrabel maybe was looking ahead to this game from last week. They're sixth in the league against the run, which is what New England does best. 5-2 against the spread last seven. Meanwhile, Pats 0-5 against the spread in the last five versus AFC South opponents. Parlay Kid, I'm going against your favorite team of all time. I'm predicting a 23-20 final, probably Patriots, but I'm taking the 6 points.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with my Pats here, Sal. Belichick on an extra, you know, a week and a half to prepare his team against the Titans team, Sal. Who scares you on that offense besides A.J. Brown? Who's going to, you know, they're going to shut A.J. Brown. They're going to find a way to shut him down. How are they going to score?
They all scare me, but it's because I'm betting them, and I think they could fumble at any time. So they scare me for a different reason. But okay, yeah, you're right.
I gotcha. Yeah. I mean, look, last three games, Pats have outscored their opponents 94-13.
Yeah.
They're rolling. They're clicking in every facet of the game, offensively, running and passing. Defensively, Judon has been one of the best players in the NFL this year. He's had a fantastic year. Special teams have been as solid as ever for this team. They seem to be focused. Belichick, on an extra few days, he has got his team prepared. I know he struggles against some of these teams sometimes and struggles against Tannehill, but that comes to an end. There's just not enough offense for these Titans to scare the Patriots. This defense has been phenomenal. Mac Jones, I think he actually opens it up a little bit more this week. Yeah. Patriots continue. And after this game, Sal, we might be talking about them as being the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's slightly high. I do. And this isn't New England's best spot from a betting perspective. Big home favorite, I feel. Even if they let down or it takes them a quarter to get going or something happens, I like getting the six. Again, I would not pick Tennessee, you know, I still think New England might be a decent choice. The spreads are so low. The spreads are so low. For Sunday, this is the highest. Everything else is 1.5, 2 right in there. But I'm going to go Tennessee in the points. All right, next game, Tampa Bay, 2.5. Wow, went down from 3. They beat the Giants, and it goes to 2.5 from 3. 51.5 at Indy. Bucks got it right against Joe Judge and the confused Giants offense. I think they go on a little run here. They did this last year, right? They got tripped up a little midseason. Then they just didn't look back. 26th ranked defense. This surprised me for the Colts in yards per game, or yards average per game. Shootout with Gronk back. Leonard Fournette, how funny was that? He had 39 yards receiving. I had him over 40. Prop. Hilarious. But anyway, he's still the outlet guy. I feel like Tampa's in sync. Tampa ruined Jason Garrett. I got to like him for that. He steers the MVP discussion, which is tilting towards Jonathan Taylor, even at 25-1. But he steers it back to himself. He's 3-1 for MVP. I think they win 31-23. Brother Bri, you like the home underdog here?
Yeah, I like the Colts. I'd probably buy it back up to, well, it depends where what the line is, but I might buy this back up to 3. But I'm not sure Tampa was great the other night. All I know is the Giants were awful. But the Bucs have sucked on the road. They're 0-5 against the spread on the road this year. Colts are 6-2 against the spread in their last 8. And you and I both kind of like the Colts the last couple of weeks. And they've been playing like one of the best teams in football over the last, yep, I don't know, 6 weeks. The one thing about their team is they've had some slight collapses in the second halves, which has cost them. Otherwise, they'd probably be at top of the AFC right now, potentially. But even so, I still think they're a top 2 or 3 team in the AFC. Their line and Taylor have gone back to dominating. I feel the one thing about this game is I just feel like it should be a pick 'em game. You're giving me a free 2.5 points here, so I'm going to back the Colts.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh talk. All right, we're back. Bengals home, 4.5-point favorite, 45.5. The over under. Pittsburgh comes to town. The Steelers got trounced by the Bengals in Pittsburgh earlier in the year. Wasn't ever a game. I saw some life from the Steelers, though, Sunday night. Kind of crazy that they blew the game. Kind of crazy that they came back in the first place. But offensively, they showed some spark. Look, Ben's going to throw a few balls in a triple coverage. He's going to do that thing where you're screaming tuck rule, where he like goes to throw it and it like falls right before him, and you have to figure out if it's a fumble or incompletion. But I think the Steelers will be alive. Tomlin's embarrassed at home by this Bengals team. They might be better since then. I think the Steelers are better. I don't know that the Bengals are better. I'm not even sure who's played. TJ Watt, Hayden, Fitzpatrick, they're expected to give it a go. If they go, or a couple of those guys play, I don't see Mixon going too nuts. Steelers 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 road games, 19-7-1 against spread in the last 27 as a road underdog. Meanwhile, Bengals 1-4 ATS last 5 home. I'm going Steelers. I don't know if they pull off the upset, but I think it's going to be close in the mid 40s as the over under would suggest. Harry, you like Cincinnati?
Yeah, look, they look great, especially Joe Mixon last week against Brian's Raiders after Cincinnati stumbled the previous 2 games. You mentioned, Sal, they already won in Pittsburgh by double digits. Najee Harris just had 39 yards, got banged up in the game against the Chargers. The Steelers still just were last year in rushing. This year, not much better. 27th Cincinnati, 9th best in points allowed. And I think this might, sorry, Joel, but this might be it for the Steelers if they lose this game, really, because the rest of their schedule is a killer schedule. It probably got the hardest schedule remaining in the league. Everybody that they have left is 500 or better. Cincy, just better overall here. More weapons on offense. I think they get it done against Pittsburgh and sweep the Steelers and cover both.
It does look like that tie is going to hurt them. I thought maybe 8-8-1 or 9-7-1, but right now they're on the outside looking in. Yeah, just beat the Lions, I guess, and you're back in it. But otherwise, you're right. Everybody in this division has a tough last 4 or 5 games. All right, San Francisco -3, 48. Minnesota is coming to them. They finally won a big home game versus the Rams last Monday. They beat up the Jags. That 13-plus-minute drive was ending in a field goal. It was insane. Like, we're trying to think, like, what the longest drive? We're trying to figure it out. What could it be? Can you go a whole quarter with the longest longest opening drive. You'd have to convert some fourth downs. Mm-hmm. The clock would run every time, right?
Maybe even penalties too.
You have to get back, right? So you're like a third down. You have to go back. The drive would have to start inside the 10. I don't know. That was as close to as anything we've seen. And it didn't matter. They beat up on the Jags. Like I said, you have no idea what you're getting from these two teams. Vikings play every single game close. I don't think this one will be. I like the 49ers. I think they run it up. You got a different running back in there every time. Yep. How many times have we added and dropped Elijah Mitchell or the like? I think the 49ers have their way with Kirk Cousins, a little hungover from that Packers win. Give me the 49ers -3. Brother Bry, you're taking the points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings +3. You know, even though I think I had said I like the 49ers for a little bit of a playoff run here, but I'm going to back Harry's team here. You know, Harry had said it once before, but these Viking games are kind of nuts, and they're really actually probably the most entertaining games most weekends, right? Like every game has been close. Yep. Every game could have gone either way. Actually, when you look at all 10 games, I think could have gone either way. They are 4-1 against the spread on the road. The 49ers, again, they have looked legit the last 2 weeks and they may be coming on, but they're still 1-4 against the spread at home. I think this is another close, exciting game. So give me the points here.
All right. Moving on. Packers, 1-point favorite against the Rams. Rams coming to town, 47.5 is the over under. All right. Here's what's going to happen here. I abandoned my Rams Super Bowl pick. Right. And now I'm telling everyone to grab the Packers at 5-1 and for the conference and 10-1 for the Super Bowl. And now's when the Rams go nuts, right? I'm still taking the Packers despite all of that. And despite the fact that they're down another lineman, Elkton Jenkins, it doesn't seem to matter in the Aaron Rodgers offense. And neither does that toe injury. He took off, he ran, he sprinted. Everything seems to come up roses for Aaron Rodgers when he's on the field. Rams 24th ranked rushing offense in the NFL, which surprised me, 98 yards per game. On the other end, Aaron Jones might be back. If not, A.J. Dillon, I think, gets back on track. This team is 9-2 against the spread. They're 6-2 against the spread as a favorite. Give me the Packers -1, parlay kid.
Yeah, I love this -1. Basically, Sal, it's like a pick 'em here in this game. And I know the Rams are coming off a bye week. They've had extra rest. Good for them. But as you said, the Packers are 9-2 against the spread. The Rams are 4-6 against the spread, Sal. And Stafford does not play well at Lambeau Field, never has. And the way he's playing, I certainly don't think on a cold upper 20s late afternoon game in Wisconsin that he's going to all of a sudden start playing great there. I just don't see it happening. I still think losing Woods and replacing him with Odell is a loss in my book for them. This is a Rams offense that has scored 26 points in their last two games. Let's basically just take the Packers just have to really basically win this game, Sal, and we're winners here. Rodgers coming off a loss too. Let's go. Let's go, Packers. They got this, Sal.
I think this is their first, we talked about big game, and not big game, but they weren't expected to beat Arizona with Kyler Murray on the road. You know, even going to Minnesota needed it more. It's like, all right, now you have to separate yourself as the top team in the NFC.
Yes, sir.
And beating the Rams, I think, would confirm that. Ravens, 3.5-point favorite, 46 over-under against Cleveland. I mean, do we just believe the Ravens are going to pull every close game out of their ass, no matter who's quarterback? I mean, that may be the case. And who knows with Baker or it even matters. 73 passing yards versus the Pats, 176 versus the Lions. I don't want to say anything rude. His wife's going to come after me. But Lamar Jackson, I believe, is playing. This is the longest diarrhea spell I've ever witnessed. And I live with me, which is interesting. Lamar should be back. I don't see them blowing anyone out, though. Not in a division game like this. Browns 7-3 against the spread in the last 10 after an ATS loss. And 5-2 against spread in the last 7 road games. Low scoring. Chubb gets his yards. Yeah, all these Ravens games are crazy. Justin Tucker time, 21-19 final. Give me the Browns and the points. Harry, you like it too.
Yeah, I'll take that, Sal. I mean, like you mentioned, another rabbit pulled out of the hat by the Ravens last week with Tyler Huntley, a quarterback. I get it. The Browns look dreadful against Detroit, but the Ravens are 31st versus the pass. And I think it's time, Baker, it's time to step up, get it done, win a big game. Jarvis Landry is too good of a receiver to have zero touchdowns this season. Use Hooper, use Njoku more, take control of this game, take control of this nutty AFC North, win this game and get back in it. I took the Browns to win the AFC. Doesn't look good right now, but get close and win this game and at least cover.
There's another one team that you said the Steelers need to win. Browns too. All these AFC North teams have tough schedules the rest of the way. Damashek says no wild card from the AFC North. Might be true, right? If all of a sudden the Pats and Bills, yeah, right? Yeah. And then you have a South team if the Colts are going, and then you have a West team, right? Mm-hmm. We would have thought maybe two or three from the AFC North. You might be right. He actually might be right about something. All right. Cyber Monday. Nobody has a better deal than FanDuel. New customers get $50 in free bets when they sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook. No deposit required. That's right. Sign up from November 26th to November 29th, and you'll receive $50 in site credit. Oh, boy. You can bet on all these games. We're going to bet on Baker with that $50. Do it. You've been thinking about joining FanDuel. Now's a perfect time. Give it a shot. The app is easy to use. They're always hooking sports fans up with great offers. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Moneyline, spread, touchdown scorer, which we specialize in. Yes, just put that $50 on who we tell you is going to score the first touchdown in these night games, and you can't lose. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code against all odds to get $50 in free bets. That's promo code against all odds. All right, let's move to college. The big game, obviously, Ohio State, 8.5, 64.5. At Michigan. There's no more important rivalry in sport. Like we talked about Army, Navy and what it means to teams and everything. But as far as ranked teams year after year, is anything even close to this? Nothing, right? Like these two teams, as far as rivalries go, the number of times these two teams have both been ranked by the time they play, I don't think that UCLA, USC, not even close. I don't know. What would it be, Bri? What's the next closest?
No,
One of the SEC things,
Oklahoma, Texas, or one of the
I guess
SEC,
Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But this is better. It's something about the cold weather, right? It's like cold weather at this time of year. It's great. The colors of the uniforms are
so Harry. Yeah, that's true too.
Although it's always a blowout. So
Harry is going to be at this game. Harry, you thought this would open at 4.5, right? I said 7.
Yeah,
and it's 8.5 at Michigan. I'm going to make it simple. Why would you bet Harbaugh here until he gives you a reason, right? Like we've seen this before at Michigan. I think they were giving laying 4 a couple of years ago. They killed him. It'd be like a 35. CJ Stroud -220 to win the Heisman now. He's in show-off mode. The rushing attack is what makes Michigan special, and I think Hassan Haskins will be taken out of the game early, just like Kenneth Walker was for Michigan State. Buckeyes 6-2 against spread in their last 8, 5-2-1 against the number in their last 8 conference games. I mean, they put up 655 yards versus a team that beat Michigan and 37 points against them. I don't know. I'll give them a little credit for being home. And so I have them losing 41-26. So they won't score 50 or 60 like they've been doing. 41-26 is my final. Harry, you're going to be at the game.
Yeah, I'm going to I'll do a special video on Saturday that'll be up on Twitter too. For my pick of the game in terms of who I like between the Ohio State and Michigan, but I am in this spot going to take the over. I'm going to go over 64.5. I don't know how you can't. I mean, the Buckeyes have scored 8 times 40 points or more this season, 6 times they've scored in the 50s. The Maize and Blue have coming off a trouncing of the Terrapins, put up their biggest point total of the season, 59 last week. The last couple meetings, 2019, 83 points, 2018, 101. Both teams have so many weapons on offense. And like I said, I'll be there, Sal. So let's root for a lot of points. It'll be fun.
That's going to be, you have any idea where you're sitting?
I believe it's a end zone, not too far all the way up. So it should be good. It'll be right.
All right, we'll look for you. Do something stupid so we could see it.
Already planning on it.
Wearing no shirt.
I was thinking no shirt because it's right now, Bri, it's going to be like high of 35, low of 21. I'm thinking no shirt.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I love it, Harry.
I don't think so. Do you think it, babyface Joel Solomon, you think he does no shirt? And if he does,
AAO oh, I mean, on your chest, Harry.
Listen,
A-A-O.
by the way, before Joel, back. Listen, just let's not forget that I was at the Green Bay Giants game when it was -6. Okay. I was at the game. So 35 degrees right. is nothing.
Don't forget that and that he introduced me to gambling. Okay. There's a lot of things we need to remember from this. Babyface, well, all right, I'm going to put the over under. I'm going to say under 16 and a half minutes that he's topless.
Like it.
Babyface, you have nothing to say?
I'm thinking about this. I would go over. You know, Harry, he doesn't back down from a challenge. Usually the big house is what he calls Angie's place.
Wow.
I'm excited. And no, people, I would like to see Harry maybe streak on the field, but it could be like a walk.
Yeah, run new, Harry.
Run well, you field. Well, you gotta paint something on yourself, or otherwise you just look like a lunatic if you just
well,
no
listen,
shirt on.
I'm also thinking, you know, I'll grab a bunch of Michigan fans that are there and put them all together, and we'll chant the dun 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 dun.
Oh, so you're picking
dun,
Michigan?
Dun, so, probably. We'll see. That's a lot of points.
Get all the fans together. Take Ohio State
for the number 6 team in the country. That is a lot of points to get at home. And Harbaugh, if he's ever going to do it, is it this time?
No, it's not. This team should have 49 points at half against Michigan State. This is a ridiculous Ohio State squad. All right, Alabama 19.5 point favorite, 55.5. The Iron Ball at Auburn. Auburn looks like crap. And it's not even like Bo Nix was doing great for them. They lost a couple of weeks ago, but they've lost 3 straight now. Alabama's hot. I think they averaged like 44 points over the last 4. Bryce Young, 550 plus and 5 touchdowns last week. He's fighting C.J. Stroud for that Heisman. They're edging each other out. I think Bryce Young was favored. Now he's not. Obviously, he's a plus. I think 19.5 is too much, though. The home team has covered 4 straight. Alabama 2-6 against the spread in the last 8 road games against Auburn. Tank Bigsby, I think they shortened the game, 940 yards, 10 touchdowns, the best tailback in the SEC, and Brian Harsin's team make sure this team plays with pride. 38-24, parlay kid. Don't worry, I'll have Alabama on 6 or 7 Monday night parlays.
But exactly.
I'm taking the 19.5, though.
Yeah, I flip-flopped on this. I'm going to go with Bama minus the 19.5. My pal Nikki Weiss will be at that game. One of a good friend of the Zaccoli family goes to Auburn. So he's a big Auburn fan, be rooting for them. However, so look, the home team is 4-0 against the spread in their last 4. Right. And Bama is 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 at Auburn. However, Auburn has been playing some terrible football, really terrible football as of late. 0-3 in the last 3, 0-3 against their spread in the last 3. And in the last 8 November games over the last few years, they're sitting at 2-6. They haven't been a good late season team. Bama looking to get their QB a Heisman Trophy award. I think they're going to try to run this one up. They're just the more talented team, have more to play for. Auburn is checking out. They'll be game for about a quarter and a half before Bama steps on their throat and pulls away here, Sal, at some point.
All right. Again, all of them on money line, so I'm not going to worry too much about it, but I think it's a lot of points. Oklahoma State, how about this? Favored against Oklahoma, 3.5 points. I wish this game meant a little more. I kind of think they're both going to be on the outside looking in the playoffs, no matter what the result here. But the Cowboys, 3.5 point favorite, 49.5 is the over under. Bedlam, brother Brian, Stillwater. It's weird. We may not see this game again for a while. I guess Oklahoma's going to the SEC. I feel the narrative is this is our last chance to get them, you know. And I think it's too much for Mike Gundy's team. I know they've been good, but it's too emotional. Sooners 4-2 against spread since they switched quarterbacks from Rattler to Caleb Williams. 4-1 against the spread versus the team with a winning record. And 4-0 against the spread last 4 in Stillwater. It's their defense is going to do it. I know they haven't lit up the scoreboard. Their defense has kept opponents under 27 for 5 of the last 6 weeks. 27-24, Oklahoma wins this game. Bri, you on it too?
Yeah, I like Oklahoma getting the 3.5. I was actually shocked when I saw the line and that Oklahoma was getting the 3.5 here. I actually had to double check multiple sites just to make sure I was looking at that right. I just assumed, you know, everybody's typically on Oklahoma, so I thought they'd be the 3-point favorite here.
Right.
But I don't know. When you look at this, when you look at this rivalry, Oklahoma has dominated the matchup. You know, Lincoln Riley's 4-0 in this game. Oklahoma's won six straight. They're 5-1 in those six games. You know, so Oklahoma, aside from that, you know, Baylor game, which Harry called, was and they looked terrible in that game. You know, Williams has played well since, you know, in that pocket of, I think, six games that he's played in. So I think that Baylor game was probably a little bit of a wake up call for them. Oklahoma State's been good at home, but I don't know. I'm just rolling with this 3.5 here. I kind of like them to win this game outright.
All right, let's go right to Sharp Tank. Without further ado, you guys pick games for the weekend. I jump on one of your bets, and then we make fun of each other for losing on Monday. Brother Bri, while we got you here, what's your Sharp Tank pick?
You sure? You sure you want mine?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God.
I do.
Oh, God. I was actually going to go with the Ohio State-Michigan game and take Ohio State, but since Harry's going to be doing his special video, I won't. That's all right. I won't take credit away from him. I will go with something similar, though. I'll go on the Big Ten, and I'll go Penn State -115 over Michigan State. I kind of don't like the way Michigan State's been playing these last few weeks. They've really struggled defending the pass. So, I mean, against Purdue, they were awful. I know those were on the road, but against Purdue, they were awful. Against Ohio State, they were awful. You know, I will say this falls under Harry's try by cuspid, right? This falls underneath that, right? Michigan State beat Michigan. Michigan beat Penn State. So this is where Penn State beats.
Oh, the try by.
The try by beats. So Penn State wins this game. You know, the thing is, Penn State's defense has been great all year. So I think they'll limit Michigan State enough. I know Clifford was out with the flu. It seemed like most of the last game, but it looks like he'll be back and ready to play in this game. And again, he should be able to move the ball through the air against this Michigan State team. So I like them at, you know, pretty much a pick'em game here.
All right. Harry, you don't have a try by. You only make money line parlays with big favorites. Something you do.
Not always. I mean, I went two. Look who's talking. Look who's talking. Anyways,
well, I know, but we caught crap for
Darren. I meant you and Sal. I meant both of you. Yeah, okay. But listen,
I wear it proudly.
I know. Listen, 2 for 2 on Sharp Tank last week, which included Saturday's 4-team money line parlay, which was a winner. And I'm going to come right back with a 4-team money line parlay for my Sharp Tank here. First, I'm going to go Purdue -800. 7 wins this year for the Boilermakers. Indiana, 7 straight losses. That's number one. Number two, Clemson, -500 against South Carolina. Finally, the Tigers' offense has come around. 4 straight games, 30 points or more. So that's Clemson -500 against South Carolina. Purdue -800 against Indiana. Third, we're going to go. I know you guys, this is where Sal, you're not going to like this one, but I'm going against Oklahoma. I'm taking Oklahoma State -184. Bri, a couple of weeks ago, we both said, though, Oklahoma's fraudulent. I still don't like the way they've been playing overall. Defense, they could have lost that Iowa State game. Iowa State pissed that game away. And their defense, Oklahoma State, is playing fantastic. Shut out Texas Tech last week, and in the last 4 games, they've outscored their opponents 165-23. Give me Oak State here at -184 at home. And for the 4th team in the parlay, I am going to go, sorry, Joel, Cincinnati Bengals -198 over the Steelers. I mentioned earlier, Mixon had a great game running the ball, looked fantastic against the Raiders. Steelers 26th in the league against the run. Give me the Bengals at -198 to close out that 4-team money line parlay. Pays +213.
I hate that. No, like I don't know. I mean, Brian, you guys are both putting me in a tough spot. First of all, we just picked Oklahoma, Brian and I. And I can't bet Oklahoma State because they've screwed me in my worst loss ever against Central Michigan. But Brian, my worst loss of the year was Penn State against Illinois.
Yeah,
so I can't put me out of
it
my misery.
I got one that you're definitely going to go with, even though we started touting how well I was doing at this time last week on my Sharp Tanks, and then I went 0-2 last week. Right, it always happens. Bouncing back with the one, I think, Sal. I hit with this one earlier in the year. How I have not come back with it is mind-boggling. Sal, +100 in this Tampa game against Indy. Each team to score one touchdown plus in each half is +100. Should be a pretty high-scoring affair. We need one touchdown from the Colts in the first half, one from the Bucks, one from the Bucks in the second half, one from the Colts in the second half. And this is a plus 100 winner, Sal. This should be a pretty high scoring affair. It really should.
All right.
Who's not going to score in the first half of that game? Who's well, not going to score in the second? They're going to score TDs in this game, Sal. I hit this early. Joel remembers I hit this early in the year so easily. I forget which game it was, but I think Tampa was involved. It was the Tampa right. Cowboys game, week one. Hit it. Coming back.
That's
Tampa
right.
But Colts, no weather involved here, right? Mm-hmm. Indoors. There's going to be some scoring here, Sal. Bam. Take that plus 100.
Joel, before I make this official, babyface, do you remember that? Is this true?
Unlike Parlay Kid remembering the Patriots head coach, yes, I do remember.
Okay.
I do.
Well, here's
I do remember Parlay Kid doesn't forget.
It's because three out of the four legs are going to win for sure, right? You just gonna have to worry about one team in one half, right? Because right, the Bolts score. All right, I'm going with you. I can't go with the others anyway. Parlay Kid, plus 100, Tampa Indy, Bolts score touchdowns in both halves. And there we go. That's the plus 100. Harry, have a great time at the Ohio State game. And yeah, it's good. All right, I'm going shirtless under 16 and a half minutes. Everyone else, enjoy the weekend. We kept it nice and short for you here. Enjoy the leftovers. Be safe. That's another episode of Against All Odds. For the degenerate trifecta, babyface Joel Solomon, spaghetti meatballs, I'm Sal Singh. So long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.